What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson.
I studied exercise physiology and competed in many various sports ranging from wrestling to ultra running. I use that knowledge to combine today's science with ancient wisdom to live an optimal lifestyle and to spread that information onto the masses.
I'm a lifelong weightlifter and I'm obsessed with health and wellness. My degree in biology, with an emphasis in neurobiology, physiology, and behavior, allows me to take a deep dive into the most current literature and bring that information to you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show your support, please rate and review on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or SoundCloud. Also, sign up on our website, tntwellnessandnutrition.com, for all of our up-to-date content.
Let's get this started.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. We're switching it up this week, and if you listen to the podcast in the past, you know we normally start with the article of the week or a brief discussion of just some paper me and Tom both found interesting and something that we could just talk about and spread more information about it. But what we're going to do starting from this week on is separate these topics. So we're going to have one episode a week where we just break down an article of the week and just give you our take on it. And then later on in the week, we're going to publish just a normal podcast episode and do a full in-depth ones that we normally do on just various topics. So this is the first week. We're going to just switch it up, do two posts a week. So hopefully you guys like it. It should make the podcast a little bit shorter. It should make the podcast a little bit more digestible, which is something we're trying to do. We both know it's hard to listen to, you know, multiple 1, 2, 3 hour podcasts a week. You know, there's only so much time in the day. So if we can get these down to, you know, 15, 30 minute episodes, that's what we're trying to shoot for. So this week, the first article of the week post is going to be on pretty much why soldiers are overweight and our military is suffering because people are so heavy. And the article is titled, America's Obesity is Threatening National Security, according to this study. And like always, I'll post this on the website, so tntwellnessandnutrition.com if you want to read the study itself. But Tom, do you want to just start and say what this study's about?
Yeah, so I found this study on armytimes.com, a website I've never been on before in my life until this one, from October 2018. And according to the study titled Unhealthy and Unprepared, only 17% of young Americans would qualify for active duty, and only 13% would get satisfactory, like, standing. So that's a very, very, very small number. It just goes to show, we talked about this a few months ago, about how only about 88 to 80% of Americans are considered metabolically healthy. It seems like age isn't that much of a factor. I thought young Americans would be much more fit, but it doesn't really seem like that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, 17% is, that's a low number.
And 17% is like who fit like the minimum, and it's like who they actually want is down to 13%.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, so the leading cause of disqualification is obesity. So 71% of Americans are, like, completely not qualified at all. And actually, no, I'm sorry, 83% of Americans are not qualified. And 31% of that is straight from obesity. Like, that's the number one cause. And, I mean, unfortunately, obesity rates are going up. And also, the people that are interested in joining the military is going down, which is a major, major issue. So, I mean, that's two things you don't want. I mean, if there are more people being interested and they're like, there's less people qualified, those things would balance out. But this is two things tipping the scale against the military. Not a good thing for our national security.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're based in California, Bay Area. Like, joining the military out of high school, not a lot of people, not a lot of our friends did that. Like, it wasn't that big of a, I don't know, in this area, it's not that big, right?
Yeah,
I have a couple, really, but not a lot.
People that did it. I met a few people in college that did it, and they were in, was it the JROC? Oh, it's officer training while you're in school. Okay. I know a few people that were in that type of program.
But it's still, like, I don't know if it's just our generation or what, but you're right. Like, the interest in joining the military is low. And my dad was in the military, and one thing he always told me was, don't go into the military. So I never, I never really wanted to.
Yeah, my dad was in the military too. They both served in like Vietnam. So yeah. I think it's that generation. If your father served in Vietnam, like you were probably kind of told like not to do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that was a very pleasurable experience for anybody.
They were kind of like, screw all that.
Yeah. So another study, and this one's from 2016, found that active duty soldiers with obesity were 33% more likely to suffer musculoskeletal injury, which contributes more than 3.6 million injuries between 2008 and 2017. And that's the leading cause of hospitalizations, is those musculoskeletal injuries. So that's pretty much any sort of, just think of like football injuries. Those are mostly going to be musculoskeletal injuries. You know, you tore your ACL, mm-hmm. your back's hurting, stuff like that.
Yeah, and that makes sense. Like, obviously, if you're going to be heavy set, overweight, your body isn't in prime shape. So when you have to do those long rucks, or you have to honestly go kill people, you know, which is what they do, you're going to be more prone to injury.
Yeah, think of it this way. Like, you're already carrying around a bunch of extra body weight. Now you've got to put even more stress on your muscles, even more stress on your bones and joints by carrying around a bunch of gear on top of it. The human body is designed to only do so much. I mean, unless you're constantly pushing yourself, which most people aren't doing, you're not going to be able to live up to those stresses, and that's like what causes it.
Yep.
So the musculoskeletal injuries accounted for, or obesity-related health issues cost $1.5 billion with a B, dollars for healthcare, and 650,000 days of missed work. That's in the Iraq and Afghanistan since we've been over in that area.
Yeah, that's crazy. Think of what we can do with $1.5 billion.
Yeah, that's just obesity related health issues. That has nothing to do with combat or anything else.
Yeah, crazy.
So one general was quoted as saying, "Fat people don't make good soldiers. They're a weak link in the chain, and they get themselves and others killed." And that's a very, very strong statement. But, if you're looking at all the information that we just went over, it definitely makes a lot of sense. They're more likely to get injured, and if they're also going to be, I'm sorry to say this, they're also going to be harder to carry.
Yep.
So if they're more likely to get injured and you can barely even pull your own weight, how are you going to be able to help out others? And you're also like kind of dragging everybody else down. So it's just a major, major issue that our military is facing. And they do offer a solution in this article. I don't think it's going to work. Their solution is to improve nutrition and education in schools through better, like, lunch programs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now, most schools, school lunch programs, consider tomato paste as a vegetable. So that basically means that pizza is a health food. So if this is the like the education and the improved nutrition they're talking about, we're lost.
Yeah, to touch on the general's quote real quick, like that is a very aggressive quote and it's not politically correct, but I 100% agree with it. And it's kind of, I don't know, it's 2021. You really can't say anything to anybody nowadays without someone being offended, but that's just a fact. Like, if you are heavy set, you are overweight, you're not going to be the best soldier possible. And, it might be rude, it might offend some people, but it's just facts are facts. So I'm on board with the general for sure. And I'm right on board with you too, as far as like the solution. Their solution's crap because the people in control, as far as what's promoted from a nutrition education standpoint, are corrupt to the core. Like big sugar, big agriculture has gotten into schools, has gotten into, we both know this, like any dietitian, any sort of education, they've gotten into those kind of wells so deep that the shit they're going to actually promote in this education, and I'm doing education in quotes, is going to be, you already know, it's going to be a plant-based diet, low in protein, low in actual vitamins and minerals. So we have a whole country that is overfed, we're all fat, but we're undernourished because we're eating the wrong things. So the solution would be education, but it's not the education they're going to be promoting.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, the right education would matter.
Yeah.
But if you teach a smart person the wrong thing, they're going to become an expert at doing the wrong thing. And that's exactly what this solution is going to lead to. So, like, yeah, we need to change the whole dietitian and nutrition, like, textbooks. We need to switch those almost like a complete 180 to really improve the solution. But just kind of going back to the being politically correct with, like, the fat people don't make good soldiers, it's like, hey, if my life is on the line, like, I want to be surrounded by people that they can help me out too.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, hey, there are, I don't want to say, like, because you can be fat and you can be healthy. You can be fat and you can be, like, athletic. I mean, if you watch football on Sundays, there's a lot of fat people out there that are in better shape and are better athletes than I am.
Oh, for sure.
So I don't want to make, like, say that being fat and being, like, healthy and athletic are mutually exclusive. But the overwhelming majority of the time, it's going to be, you're not going to be healthy. You're not taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, this is a life and death situation here, like, in the military. So it's like, yeah, being politically correct, I don't really think matters.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And you're right. You can be fat and healthy, but if you are, that is, you are the exception. There's no doubt about it. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's sumo wrestlers. Like, hey, they're fit. They're in shape.
And like you said, go see an NFL lineman that's 350 pounds and will run like a 4.5 40. You know, they're out there. You know what I mean? So, but it's just, they're the exceptions. No doubt about that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to touch on with this one?
No, I think that was good. So this is, yeah, this is going to be our new kind of routine. We're just going to break down the article of the week, have a quick, you know, 10-20 minute episode, and then check us out in a few days. We'll probably post maybe Mondays and Thursdays, and we'll post the next one in a few days. And it's going to be on colostrum if you're interested. And I know probably people don't know a lot about colostrum. I personally find it interesting, so we're going to break that down next week. But yes, thank you for listening. You can find us on TNTWellnessAndNutrition.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so feel free to reach out anytime.
Yeah, please rate and subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. That's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and YouTube. Hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.